shudder. The footy's on Triple M.
This is Triple M Footy's mini match of the round. Now, get ready for the first quarter.
Sam Doherty starting in the first set of bets. He shakes hands with the two-time Brownlow medalist, Lockie Neal. It's opening round. We're at the Gabba rocking footy here on Triple M. We have got a full house. Beautiful night. Perfect bounce to Koning athletically. He's got a huge night competing against McInerney. Cripps was in there. He got bashed into. McCluggage was brilliant. Got it to Zorko, and they come streaming through. Real might to Charlie Cameron. Assad's defensive spoil was timely. Here's Gardner. Couldn't quite get a hand on it. Mitch McGovern picks it up, gets it to Doherty, and he's turned it over straight into the arms of Josh Dunkley, who was fourth in their BNF in his first year last year at the Lions.
Dunkley plays on, drives it inside 50 again for the Lions. Fisted away from Hipwood. Comes about 30 metres out of defence. Lockie Neal towards Coleman. Free kick on play, and we'll get for the first time to Eath Baby, Triple M Red Z Lenders. Eath.
Good to see you, Howie. Brisbane, 11 of the last 13 wins against Carlton. Last time Carlton won here at the Gabba, 2013, three of the 44 players left won that game.
Coleman. What a finals he had. Marks 55 from home. Gee, had an impressive last couple of matches to Kitty Coleman.
Third rush kick out of defensive 50, straight back to a Brisbane player.
He's pointing towards the goals is Cadeen. He'll have to kick it from 52, 6 metres inside the boundary on the outer side. And a beautiful night. He goes short. And it's a good lead in the end by McCluggage, who marks 25 metres closer to goal, but tight in the pocket, Chiefy.
Yeah, I know it's a tight angle, but at least he gets a dedicated shot for goal where he knows he can score. I think Coleman was taking that risk of that long kick that lands a metre or two short and is very easily rushed through for a behind.
McCluggage will have to cross the boundary line, tries to open up the angle, does from 48, hits it well. McCluggage hits it beautifully. McCluggage, the opening goal of the Lions season, and it's top shelf two from Hugh. Brisbane on the board, one straight. The Blues yet to roll. 17:34 to go, first term. That is all on your Triple M Bunnings Trade scoreboard. Bunnings Trade is on your side this season with dedicated trade specialists offering end-to-end project support for your landscapers.
It's one of the things that I think, Nathan, that was noticeable in the pre-season games was the methodology going inside 50. Rather than continually bombing that deep one, hoping that that's the best place to defend from, but doesn't necessarily give you the best chance to score. We saw teams starting to honour leads to go a little bit wider, a little bit shorter, just inside 50, and get shots for goal where you know you can actually make the distance and score from. And I don't mind it, actually.
It's smart against a side that's packed with big, tall forwards, including Gardner out of the goal square. You feel like they're going to go long all the time, but if you can bite one off, it helps.
You've got the Chief, you've got Nate Brown, your Triple M Seabus Super Special comments. Back with your rocking footy on a Friday night. Here's Orazio Fantasia's first game for the Blues, game 100. And Orazio has laced it out to Harry Mackay, and this will be fascinating. First shot at goal for 2024. He's directly in front, about 35 metres out. What does he do?
Well, he looks like he's going back to the set shot. Beautiful transference of play. I agree with you, Chief. Joe Danaher was the reason why Carlton now have this shot at goal. He should have been leading up at the football. Brisbane's pressure in the first five, 294, but this is huge for Harry Mackay. I know it's his first kick of the year, but everybody now is watching. He knows all the eyes are on him. I just want him to kick it nicely and for it to go straight through the middle just for Harry.
29-29 last year, Harry Mackay going the regulation drop punt, and he has absolutely struck that superbly. And that is a confidence start for Harry Mackay and the Blues. And we've got the Blues brothers out in force here at the Gabba. The big Carlton contingent. The Blues get there first. It's one goal straight apiece here on the Triple M Bunnings scoreboard.
Well, they need to do everything right, the Blues, and they need to take their opportunity. So it's great for Harry Mackay's confidence that he can kick straight, because that's been a bugbear for a number of seasons. But it's also the fact that he's done it on Harris Andrews to be able to break off on the lead and get separation, get the easy mark, and then go back and compose yourself. That'll inspire his teammates.
Newman has it. That's how he said on the outer wing, and he just steers a little one boundary side. It's been taken by Williams, who went with an adventurous kick. Cherry picked it up. Gardner tackled him well. Boyd slid through, picked it up nicely, but then he was upended by Zorko. They're really dangerous on the rebound. Lyons took on the tackler, got it out to Joe Danaher, flicks it further afield. He had McCluggage with him, and then Kitty Coleman's got on the chain to Rayner, and they've gone end to end. Rayner's played onto the goal square, nearly had it smothered.
that was a millimetre away, but Rayner kicks the Brisbane Lions second, and that was scintillating play from the Lions. They're two straight 12, one straight 6 are the Navy Blues. Let's get them ready. Daniels at ground them.
Thanks, Das. Lachie Neal just went to the rooms briefly. Late start to the pre-season for him. Had off-season groin surgery, but just some treatment on his shoulder. We'll keep an eye on that, but he is back on the ground and charging into the middle right now.
Great to see Brady Daniels has joined us from the Giants and jumped down on the boundary guru.
My apologies, Brady.
Also love a goal.
He loves a goal, Brady Thomas. We won't hear that again this year, Das.
I wonder why you're looking at me with a strange look.
I loved it. And replay that numerous times.
He's some good tackles middle of the ground from the Lions, Brownie. Good pressure.
The 294 they were in the first 5 minutes.
This is Lester. He's now the oldest player on the list. Is Lester. Kick to the pocket. The mark's been taken by Darcy Gardner. 48 metres out, tucked up on the boundary line, and he's just singled the Babe Ruth. I'm going for home.
Have you seen this move, Chief? Do you think it's a good move going forward? I mean, he's played defence, he's played fullback his whole career. All of a sudden, it's almost like a lifeline. Go forward and see what you can do.
Yeah, I might be proven wrong, but I don't particularly like it. I just don't think they need another tall up forward.
We'll get to Freddie Thomas in a moment because Sam Doherty has come off the field and just getting a little bit of treatment on that knee as Gardner goes the setup kick to the top of the square through the hands of Akers. Carlton defence under all sorts of pressure. Zorko put a little toe on it. And he's socketed it through. We're going to have a little school review check, but I reckon that's a goal.
Goal, Chief. Yep. Goal, Das. Absolutely. That went nowhere near anybody, so that'll be a goal to Zorko. We're seeing Doherty on the bench, just getting his knee looked to at the moment. So the problem with Carlton at the moment, they are really trying to push up the ground as we see the replay, and that is a goal. Carlton, every time they get the football, they're pushing all the way up to the middle of the ground and making the ground small for Brisbane at the other end. The problem with Carlton, though, at the moment, they're turning the football over and they're not handling it that well. So the ball comes back the other way and there's all sorts of Brisbane Lions players forward of the ball, out with heaps of room. I mean, the goal that Rayner kicked, you could have had four or five players kicking that goal. So Carlton, if they're going to play a very much a zone defence and push right up, they can't turn the ball over the way they are.
It is a goal. So three early for Brisbane there, three straight 18. The Blues one straight 6. Are you concerned for a Blue, Chiefy?
Oh, early doors, yeah. But, I mean, that's one of those reviews they just don't need to have. None of the Carlton defenders put their hand up and said, I touched it.
Snorkel.
They didn't set up for a behind kick out. They were just having their chat ready to start play again. So, honestly, there are times where we can use the body language and the word of the players to save a little bit of time. That would have been one of them.
Gets it to Danaher, and he unloads to Zorko, who's got out the back, and he's had defenders scrambling everywhere to catch up. He's taken an uncontested Mark Dane Zorko, and he can kick back-to-back goals. Slight angle, about 25 metres out, mate.
And he will kick this too. We spoke to him before the game, very confident in how he said this is his best pre-season he's had in the last 5 or 6.
Shapes with the Stevie JJ curve, and as Nate predicted, not a problem. Lions have got off to a flyer here. They've kicked the last 3 goals. Back-to-back goals there for Zorko. They're 4 straight to 1 straight, and that is all on the Triple M Bunnings trade scoreboard.
Love Darcy Wilmot at halfback. He's an attacking halfback. He takes the game on, so he was first to read the quick kick forward. And he goes for the mark. He beats his man, but he doesn't just pull up when he takes the mark. He looks for the opportunity to play on, delivers to a teammate. They find Danaher in space, and he's got the long leg to get it over the top to Zorko, who then finishes with the round-the-corner kick from the pocket.
Gardner on the outer side. High ball. Doesn't get a great deal of distance. He'll just go inside 50. Oh, beautifully rowed from Archie. Snapping ball. Archie's been in everything, and that's an absolute cracker from Callum Archie, from the pocket, across the body, bang, Lions 5 straight. Carlton 1 straight, already a 4-goal margin, still 9 minutes to go in the first. That is all in your Triple M Bunnings trade scoreboard. That is some good gear.
Nothing will beat that for goal of the week in the opening round, or probably even the first round. That was just hitting the ball at speed and taking, then having to kick the ball across your body from 45 metres out. But the problem that Michael Voss has got is when they turn the footy out, like I spoke about a few minutes ago, the Brisbane players have got so much room forward of the ball. So A, if you're going to turn the footy over and not work hard enough back once you do turn it over, Brisbane have now kicked five of the easiest goals you'll see 12 minutes into a game.
Driving ball, deep ball inside 50 again to the big boys. Out the back, Gardner, looping hand pass, should be a goal. Here's another one. Chuck Cameron's on the board. A little rim of the motorbike, but that's about all. Gee whiz, unless Carlton get rolling, this could be job done in a big hurry. Brisbane 6-1, Carlton 1 straight, 31-point margin, 7 to go, first term.
Whether you like another tall up there or not, Darcy Gardner is getting involved at ground level. He's actually reading the play pretty well and putting himself in positions where he's getting involved. Now, that was a more penetrating kick. It wasn't a high bomb going forward. And he sat over the back thinking this could come off hands. It did. He read it well, fired the hand pass out, and Charlie Cameron won't kick many more easy goals than that in 2024.
Bailey, he's got class players everywhere you look. Brisbane, Cottrell's in defence. He put his head down, went after it, but Eric Hipwood stood in the way.
Hipwood's kick.
Somehow Cottrell's given away the free kick, Chief, to Hipwood.
Well, he actually did well, Hipwood. He didn't give away the free kick as Cottrell was chasing the ball. Hipwood just stood his ground. He basically stood his ground, and Cottrell tackled him by the leg. Missed the ball, tackled the leg. You've got to pay that. The umpire saw that clearly.
Eric Hipwood can join the goal-kicking party here in the first term for the Lions. An important part of this lineup, 41 goals. He kicked last year, 48 metres out. Oh, that's beautiful. Strike and a footy. And they have kicked six unanswered goals, Brisbane. 7-1 to one straight. Wow. Triple M Bunnings trade scoreboard. The Smalls go to work here. Nice pick up Cottrell. Back to Doherty. He had a little bit of trouble with his knee, and that kick wasn't great.
The big O.
And the big O was just absolute clanger from the big ruckman. He had no right to get involved there, Chief.
They had numbers everywhere. He stuck out a hand to spoil the mark from a teammate and then just threw it away. Ruckman, stay within your lane.
So we're going to manufacture a goal here out of what can only be described as a big clanger from Oscar McInerney, and Lockie Fogarty the beneficiary of it.
No, gimme, Duke. He didn't want the ball, so it was his free kick and he ran off and was allowing one of the other players to take it. Now they've called him back to take it, so his confidence didn't look strong.
Former Geelong player, traded back in 2020, and he sticks that one through. So a late goal for Carlton. They get their second, two straight 12. The Brisbane Lions, 7-2-44. We are a minute 40 remaining in this first term on the Triple M Bunnings trade scoreboard.
They don't look like they've got any run, Chief, Carlton at the moment. They look gassed, but the problem is when you're getting on the end of a hiding and Brisbane have had most of the ball, it is hard work chasing backside the way Carlton have been. So when they're working overtime and like you look at it and go, how are Carlton working so hard? They haven't had the ball. They've been chasing the whole quarter, which makes it hard when they do get a turnover. They got the ball. They've been chasing that hard. Then you can't go again. So it's a bit of a spiral that to get out of somehow, because Brisbane getting first hands of the football. Carlton need to get those hands on the footy, Howard.
I think what they've got to do, the Blues, is when they do get the ball, is look short. Look just inside the 50 arc. The Lions are pushing numbers back. They're getting a lot back. The high kick's just getting mopped up. But they are conceding a bit of ground, sort of 60-70 from goal, where Carlton have got a bit of time just to pick a target.
Look at Michael Voss standing up on the interchange bench, having a chat to his assistant coaches, how he's got a shift of magnets, you would have thought, at quarter time.
To be Ash Hansen down there, formerly he was at the Bulldogs, wasn't he?
An outstanding coach, Ash Hansen.
Former footballer for the West Coast Eagles.
Premiership player.
My word. McInerney and DeConing doing battle again. I reckon O got one a little bit high. He did. Just over the top of DeConing's shoulder, so he gets the free kick. And to Doherty, who's got that right knee taped up now, as Brady Thomas told us. Sends it down the line. Danaher, front position, 10 seconds to go in the quarter. They need to hustle it forward here. The Lions, it's cut off, coming back the other way. Now there's a chance for the Blues. They spread it out towards the flank. Harry Marks, 2 seconds on the clock. Unless he launches a 95-metre barrel, that'll be it. And that it is. So a big term for the Brisbane Lions. McCluggage, then Mackay, then Rayner, Zorko, Archie, Cameron, Hipwood, and then Fogarty Lake sees Brisbane lead at 7-2-44 to the Blues, 2 straight 12. Long way back for the Carlton boys, 32 points down at quarter time.
For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's,
Triple M Rock Footy.
Shut up! The footy's on Triple M!
This is Triple M Footy's mini match of the round. Now, get ready for the second quarter.
Zorko's got a couple. Brisbane have got seven alongside two behinds. They're 44.
And the Blues through Mackay and Rayner, a two straight 12, Brisbane by 32 at quarter time. Brady Thomas, come in, Brady.
Howie, Lachie Neal came off in the first couple of minutes, got some treatment on his shoulder, but he was A-OK. Sam Doherty, though, very proppy, picked up by Darcy in the call. There was a contest on the 50 and came off, had treatment on his right knee. He's got that strapped up. We hope he's all right because we know the issues he's had with his knees, two knee recos and surgery on a meniscus last year, but did finish the quarter on the ground. Still 26 degrees and 65% humidity here at the Gabba tonight. Must be very warm for the Blues brothers.
It's about to get the second term underway here at the Gabba, opening round, and the Brisbane Lions with a 32-point lead. That bounce has gone astray. It will be recalled. And the umpire getting restrapped at quarter time up by Brett Rosebery, getting some running repairs, and always interested to see how a team responds. Michael Voss has had the quarter time break to...
Interesting one, Duke. He's pinged him for putting the knee up when he jumped.
Always hard to understand that one as Paddy Cripps gets up limping a little bit. We'll get you to keep an eye on that one down there, Brady. Hopefully there's nothing untoward happened there. It's gone deep into attack for the Brisbane Lions.
Trouble.
And it's going to be dragged under Chief, and it will be a Lions free kick against Saad. So directly in front, chance to pile on some more pain here, the Brisbane Lions. Let's have a look at the Harvey Norman replay here, Nate and Chief. Paddy Cripps.
Friendly fire. George Hewitt falls across, Kennedy falls across his legs. Hits his right knee.
Link McCarthy emerges with the Sharon directly in front. As I mentioned earlier, only missed two games since 2020. And he arrived at the Brisbane Lions directly in front. Liked it off the boot and steers it home. Lions kick the first for the second term. That's goal number eight. The 8-2-50, Carlton 2 straight 12 on the Triple M Titanium Caravan scoreboard.
Well, it's not the start the Blues wanted. A goal within the first minute and a half to get it out to that big margin at the moment. That's 38 points. Another centre clearance going Brisbane's way. Yes, it was a free kick, and it's one that I haven't seen in a long time, putting the knee up too high in the ruck contest, too.
It was an interesting one. They've changed the rules. You can put the straight arm out now to stop them coming and jumping into you, but on that occasion, he wanted to jump, De Koning, but because he used his knee and the big O did, and Oscar McInerney, he got the free kick, and they both looked bewildered, the ruckman.
Yeah.
It's in the hands of Hipwood. They stream forward. Low ball is good. He finds Dunkley. He's 80 from home, near side. Short options present. They open up down the flank. Zorko again causing havoc. Beautiful inside 50 ball to McCarthy. Well worked. And the great McCarthy marks 30 out, 2 metres inside the boundary. Heath, what are the crowd numbers here? It's outstanding.
I don't have a live figure at the moment. They got 36K, though, to the prelim final last year. Wouldn't be surprised if they got that top again. Very few empty seats at the moment.
McCarthy, what's his night look like so far, Heath?
Lincoln McCarthy, four disposals, already kicked the goal in the opening term. All four
these
touches.
He loves these snapping around the pocket. Well, look at what this man can do. McCarthy brings it, nails it. Never going to miss that link, McCarthy. He looked at it and said, that's mine. And exactly it was. 9-2-56, 2-1-13. 43-point margin, 14 to go in the second term. You never meant to say that, Nate, but this is getting very close to job done.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. It's sucked the life out of this crowd as well. I feel like you wanted a good game, but if you're going to take a positive out of that goal from the Carlton point of view, they held Brisbane up. They weren't able to hold them up in that first quarter. It was just a kick that was really good into the pocket. They had to kick an amazing ball from the pocket. So Michael Voss to go, okay, at least we've straightened up our defence. We've slowed them down. We've made them go wide. They've still kicked the goal. It was the easy ones in the first quarter that did all the damage. But on the flip side, Brisbane, they have come and they've hit the ground running tonight. Last year, they turned into a defensive side, Chief. The year before that, their defence was probably not where it needed to be. Tonight, their urgency around when the ball turns over and they're wanting to get it back has been 100% elite.
Now is a chance for Charlie Curnow, who went for a sort of fancy low kick and just shanked it. Might work out. Running onto the ball inside 50s. Cunningham. Goal! They didn't mean it because Charlie just shanked the ball forward, but sometimes that's what you need to break up the modern structure. And the Blues pinch a third against the flow. Brisbane 9-5-59, Carlton 3-1-19, 40-point margin to the line. 6:38 to go, second turf.
Looked easy, didn't it, Chief? Get the ball, you move it quickly, you bomb it inside forward 50 and someone pops up and kicks a goal. But that
except
was
they bombed it along the ground.
It was luck more than anything. The last 10 inside 50s of Brisbane Lions, the Blues go down and kick one. If I'm Michael Voss, I'm taking a couple of positives out of this quarter. Not so much the fact that they've been belted in inside 50s again. They've been better defensively than what they were in the first quarter. That's the only positive I can see right now.
Yeah, you just find a way to stay in the game. Then you get to the main break, you can make some bigger structural changes, just regroup, and maybe you can change momentum in the second half. But they've just got to find a way to stay in the contest, not get blown away in the last 6 minutes of this second term.
Ground level, Bailey, Stasevich wobbles it out of defence. Play on ball was touched, so Carlton have to release it. Back in the middle, big ball to one here, Charlie. Cameron's in the area. They'll come back the other way. The Blues in the hands of Williams. Sends a high ball forward. Big fist coming from the side. Falls out the back. Curnow's nailed one. They're just coming a touch here, the Blues. No, they're not cooking, but they're just starting to simmer. Brisbane 9-5, 59. Carlton 4-2, 26. They've kicked the last two. Back to 33 points. Curnow gets his first on the Triple M Titanium Caravan scoreboard.
That's what they have done, the Blues, is they've stemmed the flow. It's two goals apiece in the second term, so I think they're 1 point down in the term, but they've effectively squared the second term. So there's the positive taking into half time. If they can keep this status quo, then you try and build on it. Last 5 minutes, a little bit of momentum, some repeat inside 50s, a little bit of play down the Carlton forward end. Just got to try and put a couple of these little pieces together. Just keep pushing forward.
You win the quarters, something in that for Michael Voss to build on in the second half. Stasevich takes the kick in to Gardner, just short and wide into the back pocket. Clock ticks down to 36 seconds remaining in the first half. The Lions are fairly aware of that, and they're not going to go too quick at the moment. But Carlton just finding more of the footy at the moment. Cunningham picked it up. Had some port from Hollands, and now Cripps just muscled his way through a Coleman tackle. Lions got back. Bailey well tackled. They've lifted their rating here, Carlton. They'd almost love another 10 minutes at the moment. They're fighting hard. They've got it inside forward 50. Lockie Neal under pressure. Rayner under pressure. Well done, McGovern. Neal picks it up. It was well tackled again. They've had to work super hard here, Brisbane, to get it out. And there is the halftime siren. And Carlton just breathing a little bit of life back into this one, having been dominated in the first turn. They trailed by 32 points at quarter time, but have just been able to edge their way back slightly. 9-5-59 Brisbane, 4-4-28 Carlton, half time.
Fareem Hot Water and McDonald's.
Triple M rocks footy.
Shut up! The footy's on Triple M!
This is Triple M Footy's mini match of the round. Now, get ready for the third quarter.
Straight to Brady Thomas. A bit of news. What have you got for us, Brady?
Yeah, both subs are about to be activated to start this second half for the Lions. Looked really nasty, Kaneen Coleman, didn't it? Lions are telling me it's just a hyperextension, they think, at this stage. So he's coming off. Kyle Lohman comes on for the Blues. Sam Doherty, with that knee injury we told you about in the first quarter, has been subbed out for Carlton. And Jack Carroll comes on for game number 7.
Brisbane Lions with a 31-point lead. De Koning and McInerney to resume their battle. It's been a pretty good one. De Koning was one of the more competitive players for the Blues in the first half, and that bounce is a high bounce here at the Gabba, with one of the few grounds where the cricket wicket is still in play. And so this time it's thrown up to Coney again, jumped really high. He was looking to put in the path of Cripps, who found the Sharon initially. Beautiful pick up from Saad, and now Williams, he tried to take on Charlie Cameron. Not many get through a Cameron tackle. Zach Williams was nailed, and Charlie Cameron for Brisbane comes up with a hold of the ball.
Plays on with a little chipping ball forward. McInerney brings it to ground. Bailey's dangerous. Williams, Saad. Probably been their best in defence. Heath, Red Z.
Red Z, 6 disposals, 3 intercept possessions.
Vance to Saad to the centre circle. Always goes short. They're finding some targets here. The Blues. Fogarty steers it, looking for Cripps over the top. Charlie Curnow. Brilliant athleticism. The snap around the corner. Perfect start for Curnow and the Blues. Charlie's kicked the last two of the match. And Carlton, all of a sudden, back within just over 4 goals. 9-5-59 to 5-4-34. That is all brought to you on the Trillium Beacon Trade scoreboard.
So right now, I reckon the alarm bells are going off in the Brisbane box. That was just lethargic from their defence. Charlie Curnow strolls over, The ball carries Cripps, who it might have been aimed for, but he drops the mark. There's no one front and square. He picks up his own crumb. There's no one pressuring him. He turns around and he snaps the goal amongst traffic without anyone laying a hand on him. That was really poor defence from Brisbane. They need to switch on again. Just get the feeling they think the work's been done after that big first quarter, but Carlton are working their way back into the game.
Again, they go forward, the Blues. Mackay taps it down in the path of Owies. Hasn't been sighted. Left foot check side. Owies doesn't quite make the square. Charlie's there. He's running hot. You can't stop Chuckles when he gets in this type of action. He's got the last three of the match. Two in a minute. Hang on, Blues fans. You're within 19. 9-5-59. Carlton 6-4-40. Two goals in the space of 30 seconds from Big C. Kerno.
And all of a sudden, there's a little bit of zip in the Blues' leg. So Jack Carroll comes on and gets a big clearance. It was a very clean one too. Get out of the middle. Some pace at half forward by Owies. I wanted to see Owies kick the goal because he loves a goal. The celebration would have been great. But all of a sudden, we haven't seen Charlie Kerno at all. All of a sudden, he's up to three goals. So doing his job at the moment, they need to continue to win the clearances now.
Using the footy a lot better than they were at the start of this game. Cripps athletically kept it in and they advance it to half forward. Kerno got the last three goals of the game. Look at big Charlie pick it up. Superb athleticism. His kick under pressure, a little directed, and the Lions try and cut back through the corridor, but they're going to chop it off here. The Blues, Chera's got it, spears it into the pocket. Beautiful left foot kick, Chief. Describe that one to Kennedy.
Well, now it's the Blues that are putting pressure on, crowding the turnovers.
Matty Kennedy just hesitating there. He don't want to just panic here with this one because he's only 15 metres out. It's an acute angle, but really kickable goal, this one for Matthew Kennedy. So he does draw breath, go back, take some time here, Matty Kennedy, and snaps it through. The Blues have kicked the last five goals of the game. We're back within 13 points here at the Gabba. First three goals of the second half go Carlton's way. They're 7-4-46. Lions 9-5-59 on Triple M Bigger Trade School.
I think you summed it up perfectly, Howie. The Blues have got more time all of a sudden, so that means one thing. The Brisbane Lions have slowed their game down. They've slowed the fact that we're praising them too in the first half, how good their pressure was. But now you're seeing Carlton waltz out of the defensive end with no pressure on them at all. The first goal they kicked, you said, was lackadaisical, and the game has just changed. It's still 13 points, so Brisbane would still feel somewhat comfortable, but their pressure is nowhere near what it was. At one stage, they were running at a 294 in the first quarter. Not sure what they've started this quarter at.
Red Z Landing stats. Brisbane 152 in the third quarter, 25% by foot. Carlton 185, their pressure factor.
It's outside defensive 50 at the moment for the Lions. Cottrell, now here's the inside 50 ball. Down towards Kerno, one-on-one. No, oh, he's too big and strong. Just kick it to him, Chiefy.
This game has turned on a dime, hasn't it? It is all Carlton's way. And the confidence of this man is rising. He's winning one-on-one strength battles against Jack Payne. Gets the line up for another, and the Blues are on the march. This is massive. This is an incredible turnaround that you couldn't have seen coming. We spoke about just staying in the game in the second term to readjust at halftime, and they've done that.
He's 100 kilo of Payne, and he was just manhandled by Kerno. Looking for four, Charlie Kerno. Blues fans are up. Big Python pump two from Charlie. He's got four, and there's something about watching big forwards tear a game apart. 7-point margin the way of the Brisbane Lions. Carlton, Nath have kicked the last six.
When he kicked his second goal, when he kicked his first goal, Charlie Kerno. So the Brisbane Lions, I think, were about 46 points up at that stage, and I thought he over-celebrated. I'm like, you're 46 points down and you've kicked an easy one at the top of the square and you've over-celebrated. But all of a sudden you can see the energy that the Blues have. And maybe it wasn't an over-celebration. Maybe it was just trying to get his teammates into the game. The ball hadn't been up there into the ground. He wanted to have an impact. And on the back of that over-celebration, let's call it, he's now kicked another three.
So an 8-point ball game. Approaching the halfway mark of the third term here. Opening round at the Gabba. And the Blues, with all the momentum, all of a sudden, De Koning over the top, Mackay, McInerney, somehow trying to claim that mark after about four people had touched it. Blues again win an important one. That was Orazio. Kerno, juggled mark nearly there. Brilliant tackle effort. Cottrell back to Fantasia. This is the subs. Come on. Jack Carroll's got it.
kicks his second ever goal in the big time, and they come from everywhere. The Carlton fans that are here have gone nuts, and the Blues have kicked the last seven goals of the game. Jack Carroll, the sub, gets one. We're back to within 2 points. Tripling Beacon Trade scoreboard.
This is extraordinary. Their ability to control the football. Now, once they win it, they're picking holes through Brisbane's zone defence. They're just finding loose players in space, short passes until they go forward. And then all roads lead to Charlie Kerner. And if he's not marking it, he's bringing it to ground and creating something. They had a chance to mop it up. I think it was Ryan Lester who just drilled a hand pass at Jack Payne from point blank. He had no chance of hanging on to it. The ball spills free. Again, it's that pressure creating turnovers, and it's paying off in goal for the Blues.
Last 10 goals, 7 in a row.
Brisbane need Danaher to get involved too. He's barely been sighted.
Long ball was heading in the Kerno direction. Harris Andrews dropped the mark that he would take 99 out of 100. Getting back. Oh, he keeps it alive. Fogarty back to Cottrell. Cover in front. The Blues have kicked the last 8 goals of the game and they are in front. Remarkable scenes here at the Gabba. 10-4-64 to 9-7-61. Triple M Beacon Trade scoreboard. Cottrell's got a couple.
And they're going with soccer-style celebrations,
yeah,
too.
But again, we talk about the pressure. Lockie Neal fires a hand pass that misses the target. Puts Jack Payne under all sorts of pressure. But there was some great play. Fogarty got involved twice. Gets the hand pass out the back, and that is a great snap from Cottrell. Interesting, he's deadpan staring at his teammates, and he runs away from them, holds the two fingers up. Happy days.
Carl, just attack side of the ground. They wobble the ball inside 50, it bounces out the back of everything. Through for one behind, 2-point lead, 10-6 to 9-10 the way off Carl.
This is Kai Lohman, the activated sub in the third tournament.
McCarthy takes a big launch right over the top of Newman.
It's a big win because he was one against three, Duke.
Powerful unit, Link McCarthy. Here comes Zorko now. It's a well-pointed kick to Jared Lyon on the forward 50. Sees Joe Danaher.
Big Joe. He cuts that one and slides through. A special moment for Danaher and a much-needed goal for the Brisbane Lions, and that's what he can do. Joe Danaher, a couple of speckies in a row, McCarthy and Big Joe, and that gives the Lions the lead back on the Triple M Beacon Trade scoreboard.
Well, it looks like hard work at the moment for the Brisbane Lions in this third term and for the back half of that second term, and sometimes you just need something to go your way, something to turn the tide of the game. And you spoke about Link McCarthy, Chief. He hadn't marked that. There was three players sitting down for the Blues, but went up, took a big contested mark one-on-one. So a bit of luck went their way. Then they get to the kick of Zorko. 55 metres, didn't go any higher than a plum tree, but a perfect kick out there. And then the kick to the top of the square, beautiful one. And then another big mark. Three big things that went their way, and they kicked the goal.
How high is the plum tree?
Not very high.
Mitch McGovern, centering kick, finds Newman. He's got Acres out here if he wants to transfer it to the commentary side wing. He's instead Nick Newman going ahead deep and long. McKay from behind, big clunk, Harry McKay. So that is a great sign for Carlton. If McKay can start taking contested marks, and always that extra bit of interest around his goal kicking, Harry, this is an opportunity to give them the lead back. He's got to kick it about 47 metres.
He had a free jump at the end. Harris Andrews slipped over 10 metres behind where that pack formed. He puts the hand up, apologised with teammates because he couldn't put body on Harry McKay to stop him jumping over the top. Massive kick again.
Kick the Navy Blues' first goal of this match in the first term. Big, long drop punt attempt. McKay's nailed it. Got a couple, Big Harry. The Carlton fans go ballistic. Blues back in front, 11-6-72 to 10-10-70.
Yeah, good pick up, Chief. He did fall down at an easy run and jump at it, so he's had three set shots tonight. Two of them to the left hand of the screen has been outstanding, where he's actually got underneath the football and given it some air. The one he did miss, he really stabbed at the football and it went very low, and that one went out to the right. So he's got to figure out, okay, what have I done right on this one? What have I done right on the one in the first quarter? Go back and replay it over in your head. What did I do right? And you've got to figure out, alternatively, the one that he stabbed at, What did I do wrong?
21 seconds on the clock. Can anyone get another shot towards goal? Wilmot, Mackay, boundary. Greg Thomas, Bob Jane.
Yeah, Paddy Cripps just a blood nose on the bench at the moment.
Just having a look at Lockie Neal and Hewitt. Oh, geez, Hewitt got anything to answer for there?
Well, they both actually struck each other. Should have been a free kick to Neal for the first one, but the umpires, none of the umpires saw it. And then he gave him a bit of a facial massage when he was on the ground.
Hewitt was the one that went high. 7 seconds on the clock. Brisbane the only chance to score, but Nzorko's given away a free kick. Paddy Cripps is getting stuck up his nostril. That looks extremely painful. That does that. He's just jammed a piece of metal up and touched Cripps' brain.
It might be broken. Maybe he's straightening it.
Oh. Well, three-quarter time here. Don't go away, Chip, because we've got the close one. Big term. Carlton kicked. A lot of goals. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 8 goals to 1. They trail by 31 at halftime. They lead it by a point at three-quarter time as Nate takes his headphones off and blasts everyone out of their car. Carlton 11-6-72. Brisbane 10-11-71. The Blues by a point at three-quarter time. Don't go anywhere. We have the close one.
Fareem Hot Water and McDonald's.
Triple M Rock Footy.
Shut up! The footy's on Triple M!
This is Triple M Footy's mini match of the round. Now, get ready for the fourth quarter.
Paddy Cripps looks like what Nathan Brown hopes Kane Corns does on April the 3rd in Adelaide with the gauze up the nose, but Cripps and Carlton have climbed off the canvas here. How either a point up, Lions haven't lost here since round 23 of the 2022 season against the D's.
Well done, Reddy. Triple M RedZ Lending Stats, RedZ Lending. Loans for the self-employed, REDZED.com. How have they done, Reddy?
Well, Brownie's been really hot on this one. Carlton leading by a point at the moment. If both teams are kicked to the AFL average expectation, champion data expected score, Brisbane will be leading by 22 points. Of their last 10 scoring shots, 9 of them have been behinds. Carlton should have only won that quarter by 5 points. They won it by 32 if both teams had kicked normally. Lockie Neal, 19 touches, leading the way for the Lions. Cripps, 21. George Hewitt, 20.
Don't get that stuff, but anyway.
Conversion wins matches. Yep. That's basically what we're saying, Howie. Kick straight, the Lions didn't. There were opportunities. Danaher missed. Hipwood missed. Charlie Cameron missed one that was actually easier to kick than to miss. And they're costly. And now they've got, this is going to be a tooth and nail fight in the last quarter. It's all up for grabs, and Carlton got their tails up.
Tell you what, they need a lift out of McCluggage. Had a good opening quarter, kicked the goal, had about 7 touches in that first quarter. Been hardly sighted since.
Zorko's gone out of the game. Archie's gone out of the game. A lot of them that were running up and running early have just gone completely out of the game.
Brisbane Lions did not lose a game here at the Gabba in season 2023. They were 14 straight win record, and Carlton have got a 1.3 quarter time lead. Here's McCluggage. Nathan Cheap just saying they need a bit more out of the Brisbane Lions in the Danaher direction. Carlton defenders have really stood up in the last 2 and a bit quarters. Sard's been good. And we go out towards Cottrell in a one-on-one with Archie. Bounced off his face, Cottrell. Dunkley picked it up. Cripps won it back beautifully. Now Fantasia tried to turn his man Fletcher inside out. Coming through, Wilmot has been paid insufficient attention. It came off his shins, and so Cunningham will get it at half back here for the Navy Blues.
And they drive it down forward to the wing to the Blues. Good mark attempt by Kerno. Couldn't reel it in the end. Cottrell been busy all night. Loops it back by hand. Missed his target though. McCluggage starting to lift. Goes a little sliding ball. Needs to be precise. Hipwood stands up in the contest. Falls to ground. Darcy Gardner misses his man by hand. He's caught. They're still going though, the Lions. Here's a chance for McCluggage. Been in everything at the start of this term. Here's the important ball. Neal puts it up in front of the big boys. And they take the mark. In fact, it's not one of the big ones. It's Zach Bailey who chips in. And that was good by Brisbane. And they need to kick this. But Bailey, who is a very good goal kicker, chief, I've mozzed them all tonight. He's 25 out on about a 45 degree angle. 1 metre
over. It's a clever kick from Lockie Neal in the end. He knew Zach Bailey was out the back, so he just had to give it depth over the top and then let him hold his opponent underneath it and be first back to the ball.
21 career goals before tonight. Zach Bailey from Southern Districts in the Northern Territory, Prince Alfred College. Needs to kick this to retake the lead by 5 points. Bailey was never going to be. Steers at home. Brisbane in front. Brisbane kicked the opener 11-11-77. Carlton 11-6-72. Brisbane retake the lead by 5 points. minute 45 into the first term.
Kim McCluggage went 51 minutes without a disposal, a couple of early ones, and it's good to see when players just do the right thing. Josh Dunkley was under all sorts of pressure when he slipped over. He had to get through the tackle. He knew he had a player on the other side who was free. He did everything he possibly could with his body to get out of that tackle, get the ball out the other side, and they're away to the races, and Zach Bailey took a nice mark, but Dunkley's work to get that ball out was supreme.
It's a boundary throw, and 70 around from the Lions' goal. 4-point lead to Brisbane, to Koning. Like his game tonight, it's been good. Mackay and Andrews is a pivotal contest. Mackay has a nice win here. The kick's got to be good. It is to Cripps. Harry Mackay outpointed Andrews, and the Carlton captain, Paddy Cripps, can give them the lead back 30 metres out, no angle to worry about.
They've made a switch as well, the Lions. They've sent Jack Payne forward, and Darcy Gardner has gone back into defence.
Brownlow medal superstar Paddy Cripps. Huge moment for the captain. 180 games he played before his first final last year. He'll relish this moment. Superstar, and he was always going to kick that, Paddy Cripps. And he gives the fist pump. He says, we're in front of you, Carlton. Bossy goes to take a drink. There's something special happening tonight here for the Blues at the Gabba. They lead it by 2 points.
Well, Harry Mackay, he just doesn't stop running. I know he's missed a couple. He kicked a couple, but he's been pretty good tonight. And the range he has covered and the fact that he was able to get Harris Andrews up out of that defensive 50 and have a contest on the wing, that's Harris Andrews, not his comfort zone. So when you get him up there, he's not doing what he needs to do back in the defensive 50. Then the ball goes in. There's players out everywhere. Paddy Cripps takes an easy mark. So a big tick there for Harry Mackay.
Jack Payne off the ground now, and it's Darcy Gardner picking up Charlie Kerner.
Zach Williams hands it back to Young. He's put this one right up the chimney. Good luck marking that. Harris Andrews, defensive spoil. Lachie Neal picked it up. Couldn't get a clean handle on it. It's still a live footy out there. Picked up by Bailey. Always smart with the footy. Hands it off to Andrews, and he spears it to Joe Danaher.
Danaher plays on. 1 point game. 8 on the clock. Sends it forward. Cameron Saad. Saad had it. Spent it. Cameron at ground level. You know what the end result is here. You've read the story so many times. Cameron shuts the book. Ripping goal. 12-13-85. Carlton 12-8-80. Brisbane by 5 points. Cameron gets his second. Saad had it, spilt to the ground, and you knew at that stage, boys, it was trouble.
He did everything right, and he's done everything right all night. Well, not on one occasion has he allowed Charlie Cameron out the back. And how often do you see Charlie Cameron out the back sprinting towards goal because his opponent has gone under the football and he's just beating back with pure speed. Got the right position, went up, just did the wrong thing by dropping it. It was the perfect play, bar the ending.
Wasn't a great kick from Danaher, though. I mean, that's not to the advantage of Charlie Cameron. When the defender's out the back and you're kicking it on his head, he was a little fortunate that Saad didn't take the mark. But as soon as he spilt it, look at Charlie go to the loose ball, and it's a really good finish from a tight angle.
Kick laterally to Newman. It's in good hands. Nick Newman gently thinks his way through it. Where's Kerno? Mackay, the big come forwards. Harry's gone. Mackay got in front of Andrews. And how massive is this? We know he's had his goal-kicking issues. So a minute 46 remaining in this, and Harry Mackay with a 35-metre kick, no angle at all to worry about, can put Carlton in front. Can he do it?
Whenever he's got separation from Harris Andrews tonight, he's been able to mark it. So he's kicked two beautifully where he's got under them and kicked them with some height. The one he did miss was to this end where he stabs it. Let's hope he has learned from that.
The Coleman medal winner from 2021 to give Carlton the lead back. And Harry Mackay slotted it home. And look at him go. He's got three. Carlton fans are out of their chair. Mackay is pumped. 1:11 on the clock left. Carlton by a point. What a game.
Oh, it's been brilliant. It's a monumental comeback from the Blues. You've got to give them every credit. But having said that, the Lions aren't no one to blame but themselves. They wasted so many opportunities, particularly in the third quarter, and they've had so many inside 50s in this last quarter that have just gone to waste. Poor entries that resulted in turnovers.
They couldn't force that second score to give themselves a bit of breathing space, and now they're in all sorts of trouble.
46 points down they were. They lead it by a point, the Blues, with 1:11 on the clock. Harry Mackay has kicked three and a couple of tasty set shots.
Where the 6-6-6 rule is so good, because Carlton can't put numbers back until after the bounce. So if Brisbane get a clean takeaway, it's game on.
Could be a draw. Brisbane, they smash it forward in the ruck. Zorko knew what was happening. He applies a tackle. Wraps up Chera.
Expect McInerney to push this one forward again.
Curnow's gone back in defence.
McInerney looking to hack it forward. Doesn't make contact. He'll get a free.
Yeah, Garden's gone with him.
He'll drive it long. He does. Massive moment in the game, this. Everyone's down there. Big fly from behind. Spills to the back. Brisbane want a point to equal it up. They're saying Carlton have sat on the footy. Up by says no. 47 seconds on the clock. Top of the goal square for the Lions. They trail by a point.
How about the tension here at the Gabba? Opening round. Chris Fagan can't look. McInerney and DeConey, 10 metres out from the Lions' goal. 1 point lead to Carlton. Curnow's back there. It's pinballing around. They slap it out. Got a chance here coming up. His Lions picked up by Cameron. Well tackled. Logie Neal. And he kept it in. It's out of bounds, but the clock ticks down to 31 seconds. Carlton by 1 point. Can they hang on?
Hemmed in the pocket. Every player's in one half of the ground. There's got to be 35 players with inside attack and 50 for the Lions. Snap out of the pack. They're 20 from home. Fletcher can't break the tackle. Brilliant tackle. Goes across the line. Took 9 seconds that play. 21 seconds on the clock. The Blues deep in defence, leader by a point.
One of these Brisbane players has just got to have a run at it. Try and go through. Maybe upset the apple cart. Get a free kick or take the ball with you.
McInerney tried to take clean possession. DeConey's got to wrap it up. Can't give away a free kick. Getting back, Akers. He kicks towards the boundary line. Mackay brilliantly juggled it over the line. And some more precious seconds taken off the clock. Down to 9 seconds. 1 point lead to Carlton. Can they hang on?
9 seconds on the clock. The Blues by a point. The umpire's 55 from the Brisbane goal. Sets it in. They need one perfect passage here, Brisbane. 6 seconds on the clock. 4 seconds on the clock. It's wrapped up again. 3 seconds. 2 seconds.
Yeah.
What a win.
Clock stops with a second remaining. They'd have to give away a free kick here, Carlton. If they don't, they're home. Sirens! Carlton come from 46 points down. They come from way out in the clouds to snatch a one-point win. Brisbane almost never beaten here at the Gabba. They're rolled by a point. What a start to the season for the Blues. Something to give their supporters hope. Something to build on. Something to celebrate. Carlton 13-8-86. Brisbane 12-13-85. Carlton by a point. Hard to believe what we've seen tonight at the Gabba.
They like to send up, we'll keep our end up, and they will know that they've been playing against the famous Old Dark Blues.
Catch Triple M Footy's mini match of the round every Monday, and get everything else from Triple M Footy by downloading the listener app. For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's, Triple M rocks footy.